This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. For this week's Friday conversation, we'll turn to a school superintendent who's about to arrive in North Texas. The Highland Park School District sealed the deal to hire Tom Trigg as its new leader this week. He spent the last decade running the Blue Valley Schools in suburban Kansas City, and he joins us from member station KCUR. Tom Trigg, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Rick, thank you very much.
Now, you're a lifelong Kansan. You've spent almost 20 years in the Blue Valley Schools. Highland Park here has roughly one-third the number of students. Why move?
You know, Highland Park is a really unique school district. Very, very high-performing, very, very supportive community, and quite frankly, a number of similarities to Blue Valley, where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. And I think as my wife and I looked at this possibility and opportunity, we felt like it was a really good match and decided to, take somewhat of a risk and do some exploring and hopefully go to Highland Park and make a difference.
There's been a fiery debate in Kansas about the state cutting school funding. You've been one of the leading voices for schools. Here in Texas, there's a whole nother set of challenges on school funding. Judges have repeatedly thrown out the state system of paying for schools. Does that concern you?
You know, I'm looking forward to learning more about the funding system in Texas. I have probably a 25,000-foot view at this point. But at this point in time, I'm looking forward to hopefully having a seat at the table and just see what can be done.
Highland Park has just come through a school year that had this roiling debate at times about student reading lists. Some parents objected to certain books, including The Art of Racing in the Rain and The Working Poor. That drew national attention. It also put the superintendent in a tough position. How would you handle something like that?
8 to 10 years ago, we had a similar controversy in Blue Valley. And, you know, calling upon how we handled that then and knowing a little bit about the Highland Park situation, I just think it's really important to be great listeners and to understand that people are going to have differing views, and those views need to be valued.
The superintendent in Dallas, Mike Miles, defined himself as a reformer, some would say a defiant reformer. He only lasted 3 years in the job. Do you consider yourself a reformer?
I want to learn as much about Highland Park as quickly as I possibly can. Then what I want to do is work collaboratively with the Highland Park team to determine what's next for us. How can we improve the education of the kids in Highland Park? Because we all know that the minute we think we've arrived, we start declining and sliding backwards. So, reformer, I don't know that necessarily is a title that you would attribute to me, but I think what I do try to do is provide innovative solutions in areas that will help enhance the education for kids.
In Highland Park, you'll be competing directly for students with Dallas's top private schools, many of whom are right in that Park City's community. How do you do that?
Parents can choose private school, they can choose public school, they can choose homeschool, and I think it's fine that they have that choice. What we want to do is be sure that we're providing the very, very best education possible so that those that choose public school are excited about the education their kids are receiving. And I think the more successful our kids are, the more excited people become about sending their kids to public schools. I don't view it as a knockdown, drag-out competition at all.
Tom Trigg, the new superintendent of the Highland Park Schools, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me. Really enjoyed it.